Did Mr. Brewer, in a long comment, determines some of the matters of the pronunciation of Kaddish. And since this Mishnah Brewer is well known, I think it's it would be good for us to review it. The Mishnah Brewer, the Shulchan Aruch says in Nun Vav, the beginning of Nun Vav, Yesh lechavein ba'aniyas ha-Kaddish. That when you respond to Kaddish, right, there are different kinds of responses in the Kaddish. We say Amen, and we say Yehesh Bei Rabba V'Vorach. There are different responses. Yesh lechavein. So at that time, the Mishnah Brewer takes the opportunity to talk about how you should pronounce the Kaddish. How you should pronounce the Kaddish. And there's some interesting comments. None of these comments originate with the Mishnah Brewer, but they're interesting in themselves. He says, Nusach HaKadosh, the way we say Kaddish, we start with the words, Yiskadal Yiskadosh. Well, I'm reading them wrong. But I'm reading it the way I learned to say it when I was a child. Shehusad, the Mishnah Brewer says, Al Pi HaMikra, there's a posik in Yecheskel, which says, Viskadilti Viskadishti. In other words, he says the Nusach of Kaddish is connected to the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Now the Pasuk in Yecheskel is certainly written in Hebrew. All of Yecheskel is written in Hebrew, but the Kaddish is certainly written in Aramaic. The Olmah, the Rosh, he will say, the Yavlichmach will say, certainly Aramaic. However, he goes out and says, he says that this notion of Yiskadil to Yiskadish, he says Pshat, Yiskadal the Yiskadash, that God will be great, that God will become holy at some time. So he says the pasuk in Yecheskel, Ve'inyan Melcheves Gog u'Magog. There'll be this famous battle that takes place before the Messianic era. Sha'az Yiskadal Shemosh HaKadosh is Baruch Hu. At that time, the name of God will become great, the seed. So he says, the Mishnah Brewer says pshat, that he says great when you say God will be great. You're not talking about a description of God, like you say the house is big, or the car is blue. It's not an adjective, but Yiskadal is a different state of affairs, and that right now. You can't say Hashem Echad. You can't say that there's unity in the perception of God, not in the being of God. And you can't say there's unity in the perception of God. And then at that time, after the war of Gog u'Magog, unity in people's perception of God will exist. And that's called, according to the Mishnah Brewer, right, his pshat in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, that's called Yiskadal. Okay, that's called Yiskadal. So he says that when we say Yiskadal, Yiskadal Shmei Rabo, we're referring to a Pasuk Yecheskel. The Pasuk Yecheskel is talking about a situation that exists after Melchemet Gog u'Magog, the battle of Gog u'Magog, which will enable or which will impose upon people even a change in their perception, right? A change in their perception of what their relationship to God is, or what the relationship of God to the world. So when we say Yiskadal, Yiskadal Shmei Rabo, we are truly talking about the future. We're talking about the hope. We're talking about what will be. But we are confident that that's what's going to be, because it's in a pasuk in Yecheskel, in a Novi. So it's not as though we are speculating or simply hopeful that the future will be better than the present. But we're saying it will be. Right, it's a definitive statement, and the statement is that it will be. I'm reading the Mishnah Brewer in Siman Nun Vav, Sif Katan Beis, and then he says, "V'amar Hadalad Yiskadal Yiskadash Mitzori." And so the Mishnah Brewer says, since these two words are Hebrew, and that Hebrew is distinguished from Aramaic. Even if the words sometimes, even the words look exactly the same and mean exactly the same, they're often pronounced differently. And therefore, the pronunciation that's reflected in most of the Siddurim, which says Yisgadal v'Yisgadash Shmei Rabba, that's the regular vocalization of Aramaic words, right? In Hebrew, you don't say Yisgadal. Maybe you do sometimes. I mean, I'm just trying to say over what the Mishnah Berurah says without trying to defend it or criticize. But he said, if it was Aramaic, he doesn't say this, but I'm adding. If it was Aramaic, he could say Yisgadal v'Yisgadash Shmei Rabba, but since he thinks that it's Hebrew, that these two words are exactly the representation of the two words in Yechezkel, so we should say them in Hebrew. And therefore in Hebrew, you know, there's a relationship between a chirik and a tzera in these kinds of situations. So in the pasuk it says Vizkadilti, Vizkadishti, and therefore he feels the Hebrew representation of that would be Yiskadel, Vizkadesh, Shemei Rabba. And that's what he says, you should say it in a tzera. Ki hu ivri v'lo targum. Because these two words at the beginning of Kaddish are actually written in Hebrew and not Targum, which is his way of saying Aramaic, right? It's Hebrew, it's not Aramaic. V'lo b'shnei shva'im ke'ilu hatav v'agimel b'shva. You shouldn't say, like people say, Yisgadal v'Yisgadash, right? It's sort of like they don't say it carefully at all. Kiru atav ha-gimel b'shva. Ela ha-gimel b'tata. Yisgadel v'yiskadesh. That's the position of the Mishnah Berurah. So that today, like if you ask me what you should do is this. If you have a tradition, like you went to shul with your father, and you in shul you heard whatever you heard, whether it was Litvish, or it was Galatziada, or it was Hasidim, or it was Yekes, I mean, whatever you heard, that's what you should continue doing. But if you are, like, guy, you got up in the morning and you said, I have to invent a minhag for myself, I don't have a minhag, then today the minhag, the position of the Mishnah Berurah is very popular, especially in yeshivas, right? Yeshivas are kind of Mishnah Berurah, very Mishnah Berurah oriented. They see the Mishnah Berurah as being the posek or achron. And then for a lot of yeshivas, you hear people say, Yisgadel, Yisgadesh, and of course the guys in yeshivas do it. They make it sound as though Moshe Rabbeinu just told them that that's what you have to do and nothing else is acceptable, which is not the case. As the people, if you say Kaddish, then you should say Kaddish the way your father says Kaddish, in my opinion. But if you don't have a particular minhag that you're zealously guarding, then doing what the Mishnah Berurah says is not a bad thing. Then he goes on and says, V'yadgish ha-gimel b'yizgadal, v'yishtava yizgadal. In other words, he also discovered that sometimes people are not careful about the gimel, yizgadal. Yizgadal, and they say sometimes, yizgadal. Kadal. He says there's an Aramaic word, kuf dalet lamed, kadal, which means the back of your neck. The back of your neck, and that's not what you want to say. That's not what you say. So this, of course, he gets from the halachas of Kriya Shema, where the Gemara, the Rishonim, tried to, you know, there were times, a period of time when pronunciation changed. If you want, you know, you go to Yerushalayim, and you go to Hasidic Yeshua, or you go to a Litvish shul, or you go to a Taimin shul, right? Or here in Efrat, you go to Taimin shul, to a shul of Yemenites. So you find that at the beginning, when you go, that's if you listen to the Yemenites daven, you don't really understand what they're saying. I mean, even though if you look, they're holding Siddurim, it looks like it's a Siddur, it looks like it's written in Hebrew. But until you get used to it, you don't quite know what it is to say. The same thing is true about the Hasidim from Galicia, you know, but in Litter there was a grammatical movement, like the people wanted to try to be precise, and therefore they changed the way they spoke. And that's why in Litter the Bali Kriya used to read the Torah in a I don't know what they call that, in a studied way, like in a as though they had no tradition, they were just doing it technically. They read, so they were very careful in Litter, they were very careful to distinguish sometimes between Degeshim, you know, letters that had a Degesh, that didn't have a Degesh. They always went wild about a mapik in the hay, you know, Lita, they were very mapik in the hay oriented, and they would say when they came to a word like Noach, they would say Noach, to make sure you knew that they knew that it was like that. But in Galicia, the Hasidim, with the same philosophy as the Litvaks, you know, it tried to make it a kind of perfect Kriyas HaTorah, the Galiciana were very interested in reading Torah exactly the way they would read it if they were learning. Like, you know, if they were sort of reckless abandon. Like, all the words came out the way they came. No one's interested in all of these niceties of grammatical style. I don't know, literally, the grammar made more of an impact, right? The study of grammar, all the frum Jewish grammarians of modernity come from Luther. Grammar made an impact. So here he says, look, you should read it right. Reading it right means yiskadal, right? Yiskadal. Because if you read yiskadal, if you're not careful about the difference in a gimel and a kuf, which is very hard for us to do, us meaning Ashkenazim, it's very hard for us to make this distinction because a gimel and a kuf are pronounced in exactly the same place in the mouth, wherever that is. And therefore, they sound almost exactly the same. So if you're saying it quickly in a word with a couple of syllables like yiskadal, you really can't tell. Like, if you didn't know what the word was, if you had never heard the word yiskadal, then it would be hard for you to know if I was saying a gimel or if I was saying a kuf. Right? Unless I really... So what the Mishnah Berurah really wants you to do is say yiskadal, right? You know, so like, you can't make a mistake about what it is that you're trying to say. And then he says, V'lo yadgish b'yoser habeis b'yisbarech. He says you shouldn't emphasize the opposite with the word yisbarach, v'yishtabach, right? Yisbarach, right? Because the word barach in Hebrew has two meanings. It means to bless it. It means to curse. So I guess he wanted to de-emphasize that bet. V'yachtov heitev ha-hei de-v'yis halo. Yisbarach v'yishtabach v'yisbarach v'yisbarach v'yisnaseh v'yishador v'yishaleh v'yishalo. Halo. Hey is not good for us, right? We're not big hey people. Like, it's very hard for Ashkenazim to say hey. It comes out like wind. Yishalo. Yishalo. Right, so he says, the Mishnah Berurah says, look, it's a hey, you have to try to pronounce it. So you have to say yis ha lal. I mean, however, it is very hard. It's very hard for everybody. You think it's easy, but it's not. If you say the words, the retzef, if you say the words one after the other, as you do when somebody's just saying tzibur or somebody's saying kaddish, it's very hard to say the hey. So if you want to do what the Mishnah Berurah says, you have to say yis ha lal, right? You'd have to sort of like make an asik out of it. But if you just say the word, it's difficult. And then he says, Dalit, Divra, Shtei Tevo say. Divra, that's Divra. A Dibra is like one of the Aseres Adibros, right? That's what that word means. If you say it like it's one word, right? Because everybody says it according to the Niggun. Like, everybody has a little niggun when they say Kaddish, right? When they say Kaddish Yosef, everybody sort of invents a niggun for themselves. So if it comes out, it can come out D-V-R-A, right? Which it isn't. You have to say D-V-R-A, D-V-R-A. So all these things are a little bit hard for us to do. And then he says, Achar Tevas Ki Usei Yafsik Sas. He says, he's got a shvei rabo, b'yolo divra, ba'olma, see, I did it, ba'olma divra, ki usay, like it's really, it's hard. Divra is two words, and ki usay, he says, after the word ki usay, you should put a comma. Stop after the word ki usay. Why? He says, because, achadim ki yafsik tzas, the teus elu, Kai alamalo al yiskadal. In other words, al yiskadal. But he wants you to say yiskadel. Yisgadel Yisgadesh Me Rabba Bi Olma Di Vra Ki Rusei. In other words, because in the Olma Di Vra Ki Rusei. Ki Rusei means Ki Tsono. Okay? The world was created according to the will of God. And that, he says, that whole phrase is modifying Yisgadal. Yisgadal Shmei Rabba Di Di Vara Olma Kira Usei. Stop. Comma. That's what he said. And then he says, Bizman Karif Vimu Omein Nochon Shiyomro Hashas Bivas Achas Vio Sik Benehen. In other words, we come to the end of the paragraph. The Shlil Tzibur says, Bizman Karif Vimu Omein. Whoever's saying Kaddish, Bizman Karif Vimu Omein. Not Bizman Karif, and then Vimu Amen, but he says you should say Bizman Karif, Vimu Amen, Shema Ashatz, Bivas Achatz, Lov Sik Benehem, Ki Nohagim, Sheena Kahal, Onim Amen, Ad Shema Ashatz, Amen. In other words, you have to say with the Shlich Tzibur, don't say Vimu, like a Chazanim like to do that. You know, Chazaron, Stuart, Chazaron, they have a choir, right? There's a Chazaron and there's a choir. So the Chazaron says, Bizman Karif Yimru, the choir goes, Amen. And then the Tzibur doesn't know what it's supposed to do with itself. Because they've like witnessed this production, so they don't know how they get in. They get into the thing. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the proper way is for the Shliach Tzibur, the Shliach Tzibur, to say the Imru Amen as a directive. It says, it's not like the Imru, now you say your part, but the Tefillah is that the Imru Amen, everybody says Amen. That's how the Mishnah Berurah wants you to do it. So again, the Mishnah Berurah says, and this is interesting, that the first two words of Kaddish are Hebrew and not Aramaic. And therefore, according to the Mishnah Berurah, and this part of it, you could probably find those who disagree, but the Mishnah Berurah says you should say it in Hebrew, and the Hebrew form of the first two words, the proper Hebrew form, is Yisgadel v'Yisgadesh. And those two words are based on a pasuk in the Yecheskel, which indicates that in the future, Hashem Echad, right? And that's, it's a prayer. It's not a statement about God. But it's a prayer of which we are confident. It's something we're confident about because this future event was recorded by the words of the Navi, of the Navi Yecheskel. That's Yisgadel Yisgadel Shmei Rabba. Then we say Amen. The Oma Di Vura. Di Vura. She Barak. Not Divra. Di Vura. Kir Usei. Kir Tzadol. Stop. And then he says, of course, you have to emphasize the letters correctly, that you have to say Yisgadal and not Yisgadal, Yishalel and not Yisalel, right, because we tend to leave out hays that are in the middle of words, and then at the end, Davir V'Oma V'Omru Amen, that's the statement that Shlich Tzibur says, and everybody then should answer Amen.